Yes, and out there, hey guys, well, here's what's happening this weekend. We have bicycles run around all over town, a huge bicycle event with many different routes. So beware and be careful if you're out there driving. Best if you don't, but give them a little extra room. And yeah, that's going to be happening all day today. A few, I'm sure, will be actually riding around town this weekend in general. So. But the event today is happening all over and up and down all our routes in and out of Big Bear. if you see signs posted on the side of the road, most likely you're going to be seeing some bicycle guys coming through. So please be careful, watch out for them. This is just a one-day event, so drive safe as always and be careful. All right, let's see, Echolink is down still just because of some maintenance issues, so we'll be trying to get that back up as soon as possible. What else is happening? We have some warmer temperatures for us, but probably not if you're used to the hunters, but we are getting really close to that 90 degree mark up here for us. That's a heat wave. Anyway, other than that, yeah, it's a lot cooler than it is down off the mountain, so if you're up here for the weekend, please enjoy, and it's a beautiful area up here. There's nothing like a clean, clear blue sky. Alright, one more thing. If you're up here on a Wednesday, every Wednesday, right there in the State of River Shopping Center on the north end, there is a donut shop, OJ's Donuts. We gather there at 9 o'clock in the morning every Wednesday. Chit-chat, coffee, donuts, they got a little seating area there, and we hang out. So if you're in the area, come on by, say hello, and join us. It's right across from Jersey Mike's. And let's not forget, actually this month there will be no meeting at the fire station. It'll be on the third Saturday. Is when we have our picnic, our annual barbecue at Sugar Loaf Park. That'll be on the 15th. That's actually, today being the first day of August, that'll be the third Saturday, which is actually only 2 weeks away. Yeah, we'll be getting there around 8:30-ish to set up the tables and things. And let me reset here. And we will have tables set up. Bring your stuff, your junk, whatever, donate it to the club, and we'll auction it off. Of course, we get to keep the money. That's the catch. But anyway, a lot of cool stuff is going to be out there. Silent auction, there'll be a little piece of paper, put your call sign on there, and your bid. And hopefully you'll get away with some great treasures. And then that will happen probably between 10 o'clock and 12. We'll go ahead and read those off after we have lunch. Yes, lunch, yes. Hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecue right there to your liking. And we do appreciate, too, if you want to bring a little dessert or side dish to donate to the cause, that would be fantastic. But yeah, we'll start the barbecue up probably right around noonish and start feeding everybody. So. Good event. Please, if you bring out something, you know, just no salad. Okay, we don't want anybody getting into that thing going around with the lettuce. So, yeah, we're going to skip the salads this year. Yeah, looking for a great event. So, yes, I will appreciate any help that shows up at 8:30 to carry some stuff down. But then from 10 o'clock till 12, hey, come on out and just chit-chat and get to meet other members of the club. Let's get on the net. Alright, well, okay. So, the roll call will be in the alphabetical order of the call sign suffix of the paid members. With family members grouped together, we would normally go through Echolink, but that is not functioning at the moment. So, after that, we'll go through and check call out for any missed or late members, which that is very possible. And then shout out there for guests. If you're a guest, this is your chance to jump right in there. Any guests who would like a membership application or just more information about the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club, you can go to our web pages at bbarc.org. Of course, there's a few areas there under construction. It's a work in progress, but anyway, that's some good info there. Let's get going with the roster here, KI6AAZ Edward in Big Bear City.
KI6AAZ, Ed from Big Bear City. Hey, thanks for doing the net, Tom. Have a great day to the net and back to net control.
Hey, Ed, it's good to have you out there every Saturday to start off the net. It's like always great to have the first call out there to be there. So thanks so much, Ed. Greatly appreciate it. And yeah, we'll put together some extra treasures and gold stars just for you. All right, down to Fontana, I have KZ7AD, Joseph, and KO6AJY, Samuel. Okay, let's jump over to Ontario with KF6RVJ, Sean. Down in Lucerne Valley, KI6ADQ, Ed. Down at Found Valley, right on the coast, KG6AEL Alicia, KG6FSV Chelsea, and their leader, W6GTL, Gwen.
Leader in name only, not rank. Yeah, Found Valley along the coast, the sun just came out. The humidity's trying to drop a little bit, but it's warm here nonetheless. But it's a Saturday, and we're going to enjoy it. You guys have a good time up there and be safe. W6GTL.
All right, Grant, I'm sure you remember all the good old days here with your brother and everything up here with all the bike races, and that is what's going on this weekend. Yeehaw. All right, Grant, got you all checked in. Thank you so much for being on both nets. You have a great weekend. All right, in Cyprus, KC6AFJ, Larry. K6ALL John and KF6CYO Shirley from Silmar checked in on the HF net. Let's move on to Corona with W6AT Lenny. Alright, over here, North Shore, KM6ATI Kevin.
6ATI, just enjoying a beautiful day over here. A little toasty, but not too terrible yet. Hope everybody's having a great day. Thanks, Tom, for doing the net. Back to you, Tom in the net.
All right, Kevin. I still want to get out there and start doing the PCHT, you know, the Pacific Crest Trail. Yeah, PCT. Ah, I got it. Anyway, Kevin, take care, buddy. Stay safe, and I'm sure we can get that going here one of these days. All right, K6AXA, Jerry in Landers. V6B, Tom, Big Bear Lake. Over in Moon Ridge, N4BCF, Bruce. I'll check in KJ6BCL, KMYXYL, and myself, KO6Q, moving on to W6DMG Donna and N6JO Joe from Oceanside. Irwin Lake, KO6CBA Jake.
Morning, Tom and the net. This is KO6CBA. Have a great day. Thanks for doing the net. Everybody stay cool and avoid the bikes. Bye.
All right, Jake, I don't know if they actually get into Irwin Lake. I don't think they do. So they kind of, like, bypass you. You might be lucky. All right. Anyway, take care, Jake. Hey, good to hear you out there. Thanks for checking in. All right. Also, over in that area, WA7CCA, Mark. This is KF6Q with the Saturday morning 2-meter 440 net for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Moving on to KJ5CEI Crystal in Little Elm, Texas. She would normally check in on Echo Link, but that's kind of down. So we're going to go ahead and give her a courtesy. Moving on to Big Bear City and KN6CIJ Claudio. Down to Whittier, AE6CK Victor.
Good morning, Tom, and everybody on the net. Victor with you.
signal, well, of course. Thank you for being out there. Say hello to Elizabeth, and you guys stay cool down there, okay? I don't know. It's going to be a very, very warm summer. Take care, buddy. All right, over here to Eastern Big Bear City, right there in Shea Meadow, W6CKG Carrie, and W6ELI Eli.
Good morning, Tom and Danette, W6ELI and CKG.
All right, Eli, got you both checked in. Thanks so much for being out there. Greatly appreciated. And you have a great weekend. Stay cool and take care. All right. Big Bear Lake, K6CUB, Nancy. All right, normally in Banning. She might be up here. Aha. K6DDZ, DD, and K6KTH, Tom. All right, Chuck in Big Bear Lake, KE6DIH. Big Bear City, KN6DLY, Dave. Hey Meadow, KM6DTT, David.
KM6DTT out here in beautiful sunny Shea Meadow.
Hi Dave, hey, good to hear you out there, buddy. Hey, thanks for all the volunteer work. I know you do a lot off and on when you can, so great, we appreciate it, buddy. You stay safe. Alright, K6DY Tony, all the way over in Pelin.
Good morning, Tom, and everybody on the net. Another beautiful day down here, sunshine, and it's already 84 degrees, so I will be in the air conditioning today. Everybody have a great day. 73, K6DY.
All right, okay, Tony, we're trying to get an old-time member. He's right over there in Oak Ridge to sign back up again, but hey, we're working on it. Anyway, Tony, you are booming in here, buddy. Not a rum, so super solid signal. Stay cool. AC, that's the way to go, buddy. Not a rum. Take care. Have a good weekend. All right, down to Desert Hot Springs. Ooh, that's where it's going to be hot. KJ6DZT, Tom.
Good morning to the NES. This is Tom, KJ6DZT, Desert Hot Springs. No traffic.
All right, Tom. Hey, you take care. Stay cool. Thanks for being out there, buddy. Greatly appreciated. All right, over to Wrightwood, K6FNP, Franklin. Way out to Rancho Palos Verdes, we have K6GHL Greg and KC6ROX Candy. Land ops in the hot weather. That'd be very, very enduring if you could do that. All right, let's go over to the runway, Big Bear City, the runway monitor guy, KC6GQO, Monty, KC6GQP, Nita, and KM6RKL Andreas.
Hey, Tom. Good morning. This is Monty, KC6GQO. We're doing cleanup at our camp in Hoka Valley this weekend. Finally done, so that's great. Hopefully it's not going to be too hot today, but it's been warm. Thanks for doing the net, and back to you.
Okay, Monty. Man, I'd like to have them get on the ball and run a grader over the road out there. Because that would be an awesome area for a field day out there, I think. Beautiful spot there, Monty. Anyway, you take care and stay safe, and good luck with all that stuff you're doing. All right, down to Apple Valley, KI6GQX, Phil. Now, Rancho Bernardo, KE6GWH, Larry, and KO6JTU, Dory. Alright, from Lamita, KC6HKE, Jim. K6HUB, Bob, Big Bear City, Eastern Big Bear City.
Hello, Tom. Yeah, I'm out here on the east side, and Jake is right
there will be bicycles over here in Irwin Lake, but not the street bike ones, not the 100-miler ones. Some other, like, gravel-type bikes they were talking about. All right, anyways, everybody be safe this weekend. Stay cool. K6HB on the east side.
Yeah, they marked behind me. I'm way up here at the end of Sugarloaf, like at the upper south end, and there is a trail going into the forest behind me, and they have that marked off. Some like a mountain bike type thing they're doing. I don't know. Maybe that's weird. Never seen that, but anyway. Who knows? All right. Anyway, Bob, good to hear you out there, buddy. You stay safe. Take care. Watch out for all of them. All right, over to Big Bear City with KC0ITA, bud. All right, Rod from Dead Man's Wake, WA6ITC. All right, N6JCN, Jim from Laguna Niguel. W6JET, Rob from Temple City.
Morning to all, W6JET.
All right, Rob. Hey, thanks for being on both. That's great. We appreciate it. Buddy, you are booming in here like you are right next door, so radio's working fine. Stay cool, buddy, and stay safe. We'll see you as soon as you get back up here. All right, down to Laguna Niguel again, we have K6JKB, another Jim. Back up here to us on the very far south side of Sugarloaf, N6JNY, Jimmy.
Good morning again. Yeah, I got those signs. I seen them on top of Highland, too. I tried to follow them last night hiking, and they just dropped off. I don't know how the thing is, but there's definitely some kind of trail in Sugarloaf Forest.
This one's on San Bernardino, and of course I'm a block west of that, but I was walking the dog like, hey, how about that? Well, maybe it's just to get them up there in the forest and they get lost. Oh boy, that would be terrible. I mean, it really would be. Anyway, Jimmy, hey, good to hear you out there, buddy. Hey, have you ever seen a fox? Literally a fox up here?
You know, the first couple of years, I swore I saw a couple foxes throughout the forest, and then later on I wondered if they were baby coyotes, but I swore at least I've seen at least one fox.
Okay, we have a dispute going on here. I think it was a fox. My wife thinks it's a baby mountain lion, but it was out front, had a really bushy tail, but it was not a coyote, but it jumped. Have you ever seen a fox jump around? They're like a freaking giant rabbit, and he jumped from some of our boulders and then jumped over to the water fountain, the water bird, the bird feeder thing, the bird bath, and getting water. So I'm thinking it was more of a fox, and they are up here if you Google that. So all right, anyway, well, more to come on that. Anyway, take care, buddy, stay safe, thanks for checking in. Alrighty, let's move on to W6JVC, John, Big Bear City.
Morning, Tom and Matt, W6JVC, checking in.
John, watch out for the bikes. They're everywhere. Alright, John, hey, thanks so much for being out there, buddy. You stay safe. Alright, KK3KK, Stan and Big Bear City. KN6KNU, Stanley, out there in Rancho Cucamonga. And this is KF6Q with a Saturday morning 2 meter 440 net for the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. Moving on to KN6KPK, Susan from Onyx Summit. Bernie Springs again, W6KVC, Gary. Gary, sounds like a battery going out on you or something there, but we got you. Heard you in there. And hey, Gary, thanks so much for checking in on both nets, Greg. We appreciate it. All right, right here also, Sugarloaf, KM6, NRJ, Aaron.
Good morning and happy weekend, Tom and the Net, KM6, NRJ, reporting from Sugarloaf.
All right, Aaron. Hey, I'm working right there at 212 on Cedar. That's almost the bottom of Sugarloaf, so maybe I might be in lower Sugarloaf Heights. Who knows? I don't know. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for being out there. Take care. All right, back to Running Springs with KO6MDY, May. Eastern end of the valley, big Baldwin Lake, N6MOS, Brent. Check in from Oceanside, K5OA, Russ. K6OCE, Steve, Huntington Beach. WA6OQQ, Guy from Lake Arrowhead, check in on the HF net. So we're going to move on to from Costa Mesa and sometimes Big Bear, KF6OUI, John. And KF6PRU, Stacy. Right, all the way out to Lancaster, WA6PBM, Laura. All right, checked in on phone because the EchoLink was down. Out on vacation, exploring the world up there in the middle, halfway up the coast of Oregon there. Watching whales from their rental condo. How awesome is that? Right on the coast. Ray, WB6PDZ, our treasurer. Very awesome. All right, back over here to Sugarloaf, AK6PD, Pat. W2PFA, Art.
Yeah, good morning, Tom of the Net. Hope all is well. Some of our members are out doing radio communications for the race today. I know that's where Pat is. W2PFA clear.
All right. Yeah, some are out there at different locations, which is very, very cool. Good, very, very good to they can volunteer for that. All right, take care, buddy. Stay safe. Okay, also, Big Bear Lake, we have KN6PLO, Craig. Apple Valley, KM6PNT, Chuck.
Hi, good morning, Tommy. Thanks for doing the net, and thanks for checking Crystal in. KM6PNT, good to hear you, my friend. Take care.
All right, Chuck. Hey, I miss you. When you used to come up here, you'd spend some time up here, and that was great, and stop by the donut shop, but hey, it's a little bit of a drive, Apple Valley, not a problem. You take care, buddy. We got you covered, and stay safe. Stay cool. All right, see you next week. All right, KE6PSI, Christy, and KC6RHE, Don, El Segundo. Checked in on the HS. Let's move on to KJ6QYN, Shelley, Apple Valley. Down the list here, WA6QYY, Stanley and Lucerne Valley. All right, Glenn's neighbor, sorta, KF6REU, Dennis in Fountain Valley. Sun Valley, KK6RIF, Gary. Here in Big Bear City, KI6SKN, Chris. Down to Apple Valley, KM6SBQ, Thomas. Longtime member and donator, we have KE6TLT, John in Hemet. In Laguna Niguel, KM6TPN, Kevin. 6THV, Jake in Baldwin Lake. V6TZ, Tom in Ukiah. Yeah, all static, in and out of there. That's okay, buddy. I know it was you. I want to thank you very much for checking in on both nets. We're trying to here, but we're going to give you a credit for that one because I know that was you. You take care, Tom. Stay cool. Right there in your guys. All right. Let's see. Henderson and sometimes here in Big Bear in the summer. KK6ZCP. Andy. He was up on a vacation headed north, so. All right, here's a group, a family in Tucson, Arizona, and sometimes here in California. KD6VLN, Richard. KD6VLP, Barbara. And KG7IPI, Peter. Torgman, Arizona. Definitely a ways away. KF6VVJ, Steve. Check in on Echolink, normally on the HF, but Echolink is down. We'll give him a courtesy. Alright, Escondido, KA6WTX Mark. Sometimes up here in Big Bear, he would have been on Echolink too. We'll give him a courtesy. Alright, N6SX John, Big Bear City. 6YDC Brian, Apple Valley. Up here, KN6YRT, Dave, Big Bear City.
Good morning, all. KN6YRT here.
Hey, Dave. Hey, good to hear you out there, buddy. Thanks for checking in. Watch out for the bike riders. All right. Also, right here in Big Bear City, KN6YXK, Paul Jr.
Good morning, Tom and the net. Checking in from Tour de Big Bear, in Snow Valley today on a little Balefang HD. How do I copy?
Well, I'll tell you what, from Snow Valley, not a problem, man. You're like, you're right here next door. So that little radio is doing really good in Snow Valley, so you're probably helping with this race. Very awesome, Paul. Hey, thank you for volunteering. All right, so yeah, radio report, fantastic. You take care, buddy. Stay safe. All right, last on my list is KN6ZPY, Linda, Big Bear City. All right, I have about 9:30 here. Let's see, let's go ahead and see if we got any late or missed members, late or missed members. We picked up all the ones out there. Are there any guests that would like to check in? Check in for any guests.
Gal Jim, Sugarloaf.
All right, Jim in Sugarloaf. Very first part cut off. Maybe your little, what do you call it, the atomic symbol thing is on. How you doing today?
Just got back from CSD. Just as you started the net, they drove me in, and I had to get out of the car, so I missed if you announced it on the announcements, but got all my e-waste and lumber stuff done, and ready to do some more stuff on the house.
All right, yeah, is that the Queen the Bear? Are we on one of the Queen the Bear days? And if so, I missed it. Doggone it.
That's one of the four this year, and the next one is October 10. They reduced their hours to 9 to 2. It used to be 8 to 3. I found that out the hard way waiting for them. So, anyway, it's all done. Back to getting rid of junk. And if you know anybody who likes to collect albums, I've got hundreds of albums I want to get rid of. Just get rid of.
Yeah, push that little atomic button because it's cutting off your first few seconds. Well, Jim, hey, thanks. I see you coming by the job there once in a while. And by the way, that rock work they're doing on the front of your house is awesome, dude. That's like, yeah, they're looking really good there. So, anyway, stop and say hello if you see me over there. I got time, so not a problem. All right, you take care, buddy. And thank you so much for being out there on the net. All right, any other guests out there?